This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
And Adora, we've got a story of summer love and music. Hear that?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Chickens?
It says summer. On any given summer night, this is the glorious sound of frogs letting loose. Keep it going. Keep going. It sounds like chaos, but it's music to the ears of frogs. Each of those sounds that you're hearing, one way or another, is actually a song.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did right. That's not what I was just hearing.
No, that's a more familiar song. But the actual songs of frog calls is now a playlist assembled by University of Nebraska herpetologist Dennis Ferraro for the people of Nebraska. There's now a CD that enables Nebraskan froggy aficionados to identify the little guys, like this one.
Sounds like an alarm clock, John.
It's the narrow-mouth, Great Plains narrow-mouth toad, one of 11 different frog songs. That's about how many frogs are native to Nebraska. I mean, you can listen to a singer, right? You know, you can listen in the headphones or listen to a CD, but don't you want to know what the Great Plains narrow-mouth looks like? Of course you do. Of course you do. You can hop onto a website. We'll link it from thetakeaway.org, and you can see pictures of the little fellow and submit your own frog groans, and we'll identify them. Ferraro, the herpetologist, says the amphibian songs go way beyond the stereotypical ribbit, ribbit, and they're complex. They're more Ella Fitzgerald than Janis Joplin.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Here, they are. Here's the plain spadefoot toad.
Is he ill?
Well, maybe it is more Janis Joplin, actually.
Yeah, not Ella Fitzgerald.
Actually, it's more James Brown, because only males sing in the froggy world. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That's right.
And I'm so much better off now.
And these are all mating calls, love songs, and the louder the better. Female frogs appear to prefer males with louder, more intense calls. James Brown, there you go. Calls are also how female frogs recognize males from their own species, which is necessary for a successful reproduction. Some calls are so loud they can be heard a mile away.
How do they even know this? How do they know it's a love song?
Because they're mating. Of course it's love. Here, this little guy's call may not carry that far, but it's the northern cricket frog. That's not really James Brown.
No,
that's more,
it's not. It sounds painful.
It's kind of Barry White, maybe. A little more low-key.
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, come on over here. But frogs actually have different dialects. There could be a southern and a northern cricket frog, and they would sound completely differently.
I wonder how much time it took to figure this all out. The distinctions.
People spend lifetimes. What do you get trash in herpetology
acoustics
for? Here's one of my personal favorites, the northern leopard frog.
They sound like birds.
They're smooth. They do. They're slender. They're up to 3 inches tall. You know, frogs actually spend an enormous amount of their energy and their metabolism on these frog calls. They're very, very important. And the changes in frog calls indicate broad changes in populations and ecosystems. But this frog call is probably a little more familiar to you.
I recognize this.
It's a love song.
From my childhood.
Sure. So because of Dennis, the herpetologist from Nebraska, you can download frog songs to your iPod from our website. And here, finally, do you recognize this frog call?
That's not a frog call. That would be Barry White.
That is the real Barry White, only
the real,
here
the
on
one and
the
only.
Takeaway. So maybe we can learn something about love from Barry White and frogs.